Hot Seat Haas. Excuse me. The Honorable Hot Seat Haas, the one and only. I'm reporting live from the Bay Area. I'm in Vallejo right now. It is, what time is it? 7:29. You know? And, I don't know. I definitely didn't speak to any of you guys in a long time. Shout out to my listeners. Or, the people that tune in to what I have going on. You guys are great people, like you always have been. But I'll be back on the East Coast in a few weeks. I've been out here with my family for about 3 weeks now. And just enjoying myself, you know. Going back to Cali on blast. The LL Cool J version. No shade to Big. The late great. Yeah. I guess I wanted to talk to you guys and gals for a little bit. Shout out to Leopold Jacobs, 1983. A lifestyle brand for your upwardly mobile business professional. You can hit the website. Find something you love. Peruse through our tabs. And find something you love. A lot of new items up there. A lot of our old items up there. A lot of classics. In pursuit to continue on and continue with growth and development, we'll be dropping some more updates here and there for your fresh. So, you know, cop up. A lot of people out there doing their thing with their brands, clothing brands or merch or whatever they want to call it. But you know the difference. You know what I mean? You know the difference between us and them. No shots, but if you got touched, if you was grazed, or if the shot pierced through your Kevlar, then take it like that, or take it in blood. I don't care about your emotions or how you feel about me telling you that our shit is different than what y'all got going on. And that's a blanket for anybody that feels that they want to take that shot like I'm talking to them. It is what it is. What else? I'll be back to doing what I do on my lives when I get back to the East Coast. Shout out to the beloved guys, Beloved Talk. We'll be resuming, starting season 2 very shortly. Inshallah. 2 miles,
take exit 8B on the left to merge onto I-580 East toward downtown Oakland.
Ooh, see? You think I'm jacking. But like I said, season 2 of the Beloved Talk podcast will start very soon, inshallah. You dig? And we'll get to that. We had a great season 1. 9 episodes of some great premiere talent or celebrity or artists or actors, whatever you want to call them, creatives, whatever. And we had some great interviews in those 9 episodes. So it's only right we continue on and provide great commentary and to continue pushing the envelope of what needs to be said or needs to be done for our communities, for our personal brands, and for, you know, for everything else that's involved in what we have going on and everybody else has going on. So shout out to them dudes, and shout out to everybody that participates, and shout out to those who participated in season one. Continue to participate in season two, because it's only going to get better and more premier. We're going to continue shaping it. But it's a lot going on the socials, and you know, in our world of hip hop, fashion, sports, politics, all that good stuff.
Use the left two lanes to take exit 8B on the left to merge onto I-580.
Shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks for winning the championship. Giannis put up 50. That's how you go out. That is how you perform.
Exit left. Keep left onto I-580 toward downtown Oakland.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people thought the Suns were going to win because, you know, they were doing them. Book was playing his ass off. Chris Paul.
Keep left.
Chris Paul was playing great, but I think a lot of people just wanted to give it to the Suns because they felt Chris Paul deserved it more, I guess, or was in, you know. He's like Charles Barkley. No shade to Charles Barkley, to Chuck, because I am a Barkley fan. Shout out to Charles Barkley. He was scrapping with Shaquille O'Neal at a time. And I'm not saying Shaq is like a great fighter or whatever. However, to stand up to a dude who towers over you like that, very commendable, in my opinion. But like I said, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks. Shout out to all the athletes and players and you know, that participated in this season.
Stay in the left three lanes.
The playoffs this year, or the NBA season, was very, very, very interesting, entertaining. Good, some good basketball games we got to see, and we got to watch this season and playoffs. People were really playing, like the Milwaukee Bucks. It's like, if it was based on who deserves it or who's showing that they was in, you know, the Milwaukee Bucks were really, really, really playing. I mean, they were down in a few series, and they kept winning, didn't give up. Giannis kept rising to the occasion. Middleton kept doing what he was doing. And everybody else was added to the fold. So, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks once again. Kanye, hopefully he drops this Friday or whenever he plans to drop, but he's in, you know, doing his campaigning, his album rollout. It's very, very different than the previous rollouts that he's you know, been involved in. All right, I'm back. It's crazy. Speaking of the Milwaukee Bucks, good person called. They just won some good money gambling in favor of the Bucks. I wish I could cue that call in. You know what I mean? I do have my all my equipment out here, podcast equipment, but I'm in the whip. I'm on my phone talking to y'all like it's just you and me. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that was a good call. So, good money on the game, too. He won. Oof. That's what's up. But, what I was saying, yeah, like Kanye's dropping. Hopefully he drops. It's featuring Lil Baby, Future, Travis Scott. You see the commercial yesterday they dropped with, I think, what's her name? Shakari Richardson or Kari Richardson. You know what I mean? Some things happen for a reason. You know what I mean? Because look what's going on in Tokyo. COVID is running rampant. They gave people cardboard beds to persuade people to not engage in sexual activity. Interesting. Like, niggas ain't gonna get it popping on a cardboard bed. Please, you think that's gonna deter anybody from getting it popping? You could stand up, stand in room only, lay on the floor, or put a bunch of sheets and things over that cardboard and get to it. If you want to get it popping like that, or go in the shower. Nah, shower sex is whack. So, but anyway, not to get off what I'm talking about. But yeah, I'm excited. They rolled out a nice Beats commercial featuring new music by Kanye West. Might get those Beats also, cause I have AirPods, Apple AirPods, and I love them. At a time, I was against them because I was still rocking my studio Beats, you know. But this is mainly for like listening pleasure, like listening to music on my commute or whatever at a time. And then when I got the AirPods, it really was something that helped on my commute also, because portable, they're smaller, they give great sound. I mean, not the loud sound of like the Beats, but they did its job. And if you're on the phone or, because right now I'm talking to you like, to you like without no AirPods or earphones in it. I'm just talking to the phone in my hand. I shouldn't be doing that, but I have a left hand also, so I can steer the car with my left hand and hold the phone with my right hand. I think they call that multitasking. But yeah, like I said, yeah, my AirPods, they just, I don't know. I think it's time for a new one. They're the first ones that they, you know, it's not like they're the, I think they're on AirPods 3 now, maybe. But they're the first ones, and they're not working. I mean, they work. I can listen to music. I can do all of that stuff. But when I get on the phone to talk to somebody, when I'm talking, they some people can't even hear me, or if they can hear something, it's very faint, and they always say, "I can't hear you. You got to speak up," or "It sounds like you're so far away from the phone." And I don't know, because I hear them perfectly fine, but like, I guess that's how Apple gets you to buy the latest product that they're you know, pushing out. And at the same time, I'm not opposed to it, because I love Apple products. You know, you want to, I wouldn't say that I'm like a trendsetter of it, of technology and stuff like that, but I guess I'm an early adopter. you know, if I see something that makes sense, and I'm probably gonna get it eventually. But I didn't feel the need to get AirPods, any of the newest ones, because the ones that I had at the time were perfectly fine. Yeah, they changed them up a little bit, and the design looks a little different, and the case is a little wider or whatever. But for me, certain things, I don't really have to buy the latest, product of it. Like my Apple Watch is the first Apple Watch that came out, and I'm cool, perfectly fine with that. I haven't rocked it in a few because I've been doing this Rolex thing. You know what I mean? Step your game ups. And if you don't have a Rolex, you can put a Rolex face on your Apple Watch, and now you have an Apple Rolex watch. You know what I mean? Nah. Some people ain't on it like that. Some people, you know what I mean, don't see the value in certain things, or you know, they like what they like. Maybe they got a Seiko or a Casio, or maybe they have a Tagur, Bulgari, Movados, great, Bell and Ross. Maybe you got a Richard Mille. I'm rambling, but the Richard Milles are the ugliest watches ever. I hate those watches, and I don't care. They cost all that money that, you know, and all the celebrities be pushing them out. Even Jay had that one that he rocked recently. Shit is ugly. But to each his own, because somebody probably would say the Rolex is whack or whatever, or you know what I mean? But anyway, like I said, my AirPods been jacking up. So
keep right onto Foothill Boulevard, then continue straight.
I might get the Beats just to test them out, see what's rocking. Even though my brother said he may give me his old AirPods. He has like Amin is very premier. He don't play no games. So there's a new product out, and he's probably going to get it.
2 miles. Turn right onto A Street.
And so I think he's about to get the newest AirPods. So he's going to give me his the ones that came out prior to, which is going to be newer than the ones I have. And if that happens, that's pretty cool. If not, like I said, I'm going to try to test it, the Beats out. Because like my brother said, he was like, "You're a Beats fan." You know, what else is going on? I got some donuts. The donuts out here are amazing. If you know the vibe, they're amazing. You don't even have to go to Krispy Kreme. You don't have to go to Dunkin' Donuts. You can just go to any mom and pop donut shop out here. The one I like to go to is called Factory Donuts. And it's amazing. They're amazing. The coffee is not all that, but the donuts are amazing. Just giving you some understanding. I also want to talk about radio. For a little bit. I don't know how long I'll ramble with that. My ride got 13 minutes left. So bear with me while I get into these conversations. But radio is horrible. And I think we've came to that understanding a long time ago. If you listen to radio, or if you're in that world of that. You know
Go
what I mean?
Pass this light.
Do not shoot the critic. Light. Don't shoot the critic. I'm going to say that one more time. Don't shoot the critic. But radio sucks. It sucks. And it's not a region thing. It's not
use the left lane to turn right onto
'cause I'm out here and I came to this realization. However, being out here, I came to this realization. You know what I mean? They play 6 songs out here.
Turn right.
And I'm pretty sure it's comparable to other markets. They play that pop song, pop smoke song. They play another song. It's like, I forget. I don't, it sucks because I thought I had the melody in my head just to try to sing it. The pop smoke is like, I'm always right. I know how to shoot. I know how to fight. And I tell you once. I know I sound amazing, but yeah, they play that song. They play this other song, like, She Gonna Have a Child When I'm In It. She Gonna, I forget, I don't know. I think it's 42 Doug or whatever. I don't need to know these guys. They play WizKid, which is a great record. That's probably the best record of the year to me, Essence. They played this Chris Brown record. And they play, it's interesting to me because they play Zaza. This Zaza record by Kodak Black came out like 3 years ago. Oh, no, it's not Zaza. It's called ZZ. Yeah. I was on that Zaza out here, too. It's amazing. Fishing. I don't know about y'all talking about y'all being on that Zaza, but this what I was on is fishing. But, like I said, yeah, I can't believe that they were still playing that record. I mean, I'm not saying this. I, at the time, I enjoyed the record. You know, Kodak Black bodied it. I think he's a, you know, I'm a Kodak fan. He said, when I pull up on the scene, I was in Celine. You know what I mean?
Use the but lanes to turn onto Mission Boulevard.
I just think that it's interesting that that record is like so old and you play it. You know what I mean? And it's not far-fetched because
in 3.6 miles,
you know, you'll, it's an old school channel that I listen to. They play all the oldies. You know what I mean? Fucking Bill Withers and, you know, the Gap Band and whoever, you know, so many names that I could keep going on that they play with as far as old music. You know what I mean? Even older songs that came out 2-3 years ago from, you know, it's there, but I just didn't think that, you know, they'll just play that song. And also to that, it's like you see why songs get stuck in niggas' heads. Pause. Or you see why these some artists remain relevant for amount of time or whatever, because you know if you're a commuter and you want to listen to radio or you try to listen to radio, you'll hear the same songs, you know, over and over again. You know what I mean? Like, and like I said, I like radio, even though I'm knocking it. You know, I like to hear talk radio, if that makes sense, better sense. So, you know, like programs like The Breakfast Club, they play music for, you know, these, you know, 2-minute blurps, 30-second blurps, you know what I mean? They'll play songs, you know, they have their sets or they have their time throughout the day. But like the morning show, you know, you can listen to some good, when they have something to talk about, whether you are a fan of The Breakfast Club or whatever, you can listen to some conversation. Other radio shows, you know, same thing. You know, like I dig the Rude Jude. Great. Because he plays records that are not your typical records that are on your radio stations all the time. So it's like cats like these type of programs that add some great programming for you. But it just was weird that I was listening to freaking the same 6 songs. And then here's the thing, you know what I mean? I put the, you know, the AirPlay in the car. And then I'll put on my iHeartRadio so I could listen to Hot 97. Or I could listen to The Breakfast Club. And I listen to The Breakfast Club, and they're playing, like, the same songs. So it's not, like I said when I opened up, it's not a regional thing or being that I'm in this Bay Area. It's like they're playing the same records. And I think maybe that the radio station over here is under iHeartMedia, in a sense, maybe. I don't know, maybe. So maybe that's why they have kind of the same playlist. But we got to do better. Like, radio, I don't know how. I mean, I'm pretty sure radio will be around forever. You know, it's been around way before I've been here. You know what I mean? But how's radio still profitable? And I, you probably can, you know, it's like a rhetorical. You know, a lot of payola ads, you know, all of this, you know. But it's just hard to believe that it's a valuable or profitable genre or medium. It's just hard to believe. Like, because who wants to... It's no way possible that you can enjoy 6 songs. And these songs are horrible. When you really... You know, I could see if they were... You know, like... They were good songs. But once you hear songs over and over again, even a great song, if you hear it over and over again, you could probably lose its luster. You know, it's like, damn, this was a great record, but radio killed it. You know, it's like... What song that I was a fan of, and I take Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. When I hear that record, it just gives me a good feeling of nostalgia. You know, of New York and growing up in New York and the legacy of New York and how it's, you know, how it is today and all this stuff and everybody that represents New York. It's a great record to me. But when they was playing it over and over again, when you're not listening to the radio and that radio record comes on, it's like, I don't want to hear it. Or maybe you got to be in a club, and I'm pretty sure that they're not playing that record in a club like that. But you know, when they do their New York set, yeah, that record could sneak his way in. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, if I'm rocking a club and I'm throwing my New York set, I probably jump that in real quick. And I will be on the ones and twos coming up soon, so stay tuned to that. The many hat highs, you know. I'm trying to think what other record that I have to really, like, think. But radio has to change. And I know we're getting... And podcast is taking over. You know, that's why podcast is so premier. Because a lot of it with podcasts, for the most part, is independent. So with fair use, we can utilize, I guess, that in a sense. Even though it's so scrutinized. To play different records, to have a different feel for programming and content, to be more innovative, to be more to push the limits of content or how you release music, you know. Because like I said, it's just highly scrutinized, because, and it sucks, because I know we all on our IG get these notifications from IG taking down posts that have music from, you know, like it happens to me a lot, because I'm, you know, if you follow my world, my IG stories be lit, you know, and when I post on my main post, if it's not family or what's going on in my personal life, it's something pertaining to what I do creatively, it's something pertaining to my likes of, you know, fashion, hip hop, sports or whatever. You know what I mean? It's gonna. So, just the other day, 2017, and I love that post because it's the post of the little kid. He's singing to his to a girl, little kid. You know what I mean? And at that time, you know, I posted. Yeah, this was when I first met Natara. I was singing to her, like, you know what I mean? It's funny. It's humor. But they took that. I had to take that post down.
At the next light, and turn right.
Yeah, taking a post down is easy, but it sucks because the caption is, you know, personal towards what I had to me. So it just sucked to me that I had to take that post down. You know what I mean? But it's a few of other ones that I've have to take down. And some of them I don't really care about because it's like, hey, if I got to take a post down of a song
at
that
I've...
Right,
turn right onto
I'll take it down.
Parkway.
But it just sucks
then
that...
turn left onto Arrowhead Way.
IG, Instagram will go... They're so petty. They'll go that far back. And take a post down. Just because of label restrict or whatever. Like... We have to figure out a better way to
take the first exit.
To monitor how listeners or audiences utilize music. You know what I mean? I think these big major platforms like Instagram and stuff, like, if they need to, obviously you can utilize music within the music. You know what I mean? If you go to your story, you can hit music or you can do the rails and add their music. And that's the way that you can utilize it. And I guess that's the way that you can manipulate it or use you know, music for your post to add some flair to your posting. You know what I mean? It helps.
At the roundabout, take the first exit onto Arrowhead Way.
They need to figure out a way where they can pay these rights. So in order for us to utilize music, you know, it shouldn't be that way. Like, I shouldn't have to... you know, pay royalties
in a quarter mile to, turn right
to something
lane.
Especially like if I got Tidal, I pay my Tidal monthly. You know, I pay my Apple or Spotify's, or you pay whatever, Pandora's. Why can't you utilize the music on your personal platform? You get
turn
what I'm saying,
right,
like
to Brookside Lane, then the destination is on your right.
And maybe it's probably remedial in my expression or give him some understanding of what I'm saying, but I think I make a lot of sense. Because y'all shouldn't take a post down from 2017. Like, get over yourself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's be real. It's 2017.
The destination is on your right. 30239 Brookside.
I don't want to
arrive.
Get my location out. But anyway, I made it to my location. And I'm probably going to be back out in a minute because I got to do some running around. But one more thing I want to say about before I ride out. There was an 80-year-old man that was found dead on Staten Island with a note that read something like, "Stop touching little kids," or something like that. Clicked off at what you got to hear or whatever, but like I said, I want to read this article. Fox News published July 20th, 2021. Man found dead on Staten Island with "I touch little girls" written on chest. On his chest, the words "I touch little girls" were written in black ink. Police confirmed. Let's see if we can hear this. Oh, nah. It's a video, but it's like a text video. An 80-year-old man was found dead in Staten Island in a Staten Island apartment building with the words "I touched little girls" scrawled across his body. Cops said Tuesday the elderly man was found just after 9:30 a.m. Monday inside the first floor hallway of 256 Corson Ave, according to police. His name is being withheld pending family notification of his death. The senior, who was found shirtless and lying face up, had cuts to his forehead The two black eyes, police said. On his chest, the words, "I touch little girls," were written in black ink, police confirmed. Cops also found the words, "I take dolls in my room for girls age 1 and 5 on his stomach, and I touch on his right foot," according to police sources. Though the man had 24 prior arrests to his name, his record did not suggest a known history of pedophilia, sources said. His name does not appear in the state's online registry of known sex offenders. Of the 24 busts, just four were unsealed. Two assaults against a girlfriend in 1987, a third assault in 1992, and drug possession rap in 1986, sources said. The NYPD's homicide unit is investigating, and the medical examiner will determine the cause of the death. Wow. But anyway, that's pretty interesting. And not interesting like cool, but interesting like wow. Son is 80, you're a nasty man. Obviously, this was some retaliation. It's pretty interesting. You know what I mean? We got to do better. And if this is a justice for the individual that, you know, and not the 80-year-old man, but if this is justice for, you know, you don't know how people have, you know, need closure or need some type of, you know, people just want some revenge. People think, some people want remorse. Some people are, you know, some people go about these things and you never know when it's gonna come back to bite you, you know. So like I said, it's Hossie Hoss. It's like 3 segments. Hopefully when it shuts off, it's not totally cutting a bunch of my conversation off, so you can understand where I'm coming or what I'm trying to say in this brief little update episode. But I'll be back soon, and I'll be back with our full-fledged, fully produced episodes. I'll be back on live with the Hot Seat Haas. I'm still on IG. I'm still on my socials doing what I do socially. So you can follow suit with that. Also, like I said, shout out to the Beloved Talk Podcast. Shout out to those guys. We have some dope things in store, inshallah. Season 2. Look forward to Season 2, Episode 1. Shout out to everybody. It's Hossie Hoss, the Honorable Hossie Hoss, the one and only Leopold Jacobs, 1983, a lifestyle brand for your upwardly mobile business professional, and I'm out. Peace.